Everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 1st of July. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know that we are over in the chat room. You can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. I also want to let you know that we are live streaming. If you'd rather watch than listen, you can do that by heading over to. Sorry. Trying to get my shit together here. If you can do that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook and look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic. So, simple ways to connect. I'm going to put a link in the chat room as well in case you would rather. And need some help finding it. You may have noticed that quite a few of us in the 12 radio world these days are live streaming our shows. I'm all about it. As you probably know, I've been live streaming mine for, oh gosh, a decade. So I love having some friends on board. It's awesome. So be sure and check that out. And if you find our advisors, doing their thing over on YouTube, be sure that you like, share, follow. Support that. It's really, really helpful for us, and we appreciate it a lot. So, there you go. How are you guys? Everybody doing okay? It is 4th of July week here in the US, and whew. Yeah, it's I don't know how you guys do with it. This is my first Independence Day without Rico, in 12 years. And Rico was really, really afraid of the fireworks. My tiny little old Chihuahua boy that died last November, terrified of the fireworks. And so I started hearing booms the other night, and it makes my little boys bark, but they don't act afraid really. They just act kind of irritated more than anything. So for them, I feel like, they're not scared. They're not freaking out. It doesn't seem to faze Nellie at all. And it doesn't faze the pigs. I've seen the pigs out grazing in the backyard while fireworks were booming over their heads and they didn't say a word. Which is crazy because the pigs are such scaredy cats, but not in the face of fireworks for whatever reason. So I guess I should just be glad about it and shut up. But at any rate, it's a crazy thing. So, I hope you guys are good. I hope your dogs are good. We're gonna go camping this weekend and get off the grid just to get everybody away from the booms, just in case. And us. We always camp on the 4th, and we have kind of a weird situation this year because the place that we always camp, I've called this place one of my favorite places in the world for years, closed to camping this year because the BLM didn't want to have to manage it anymore. So, there was no public input. There was no opportunity for us to say no, because thousands of people in our area recreate there and camp there every year. But it just didn't matter. We had no say in it at all, which super sucks to me. But here we are. I've been talking a little bit about Scott's baby doll project. And if you don't know, Scott loves horror, especially in art. And he has been working on this project. So we bought out a big vintage lot of dolls, doll molds, sorry, slip molds, so to make ceramic dolls. And with the intention that he was going to use those to make horror pieces to sell and have fun with. So that's what he's doing. And we finally had enough pieces to debut them at a fair this weekend, so I have pictures to share with you. I'm not going to make them onto the Facebook chat. I'm only going to be able to show them here in the live stream. But so these are shot glasses. These actually sold super fast, and we've got a whole new line of them. We're working on getting out. I really want to sell them in like sets of four, but we'll see. A planter. A cup. Another planter. Another planter. A cup. My God. Can you even with that one? Another cup. A mug. An incense holder. We use the backflow incense cones, and they just smoke right out of his eyes, and it is crazy. Another planter, probably my favorite one. I call him Measles. And this is the business card that I designed for him for the Deadwood Doll Company. So I know, wild stuff. And if you're not into horror, you probably hate these. But, and you're just lucky that the clown broke before he could get it painted because, oh my God, it was terrible. Oh, I'm killing Lillian over here. I know. I usually do the bright and happy and, shiny stuff, but I gotta say, for my birthday, Scott hit it out of the park. He built me two stands to store glass in. So all of my fused glass and all of my stained glass have been in big totes. And it just makes it really hard to sort through. They were super heavy and overfull. And every time you reach in there to sort through it, you're going to get cut. Well, hopefully not, but you're taking a risk. And they were just totes on the floor, which were so much in my way. So, within an existing shelving unit that we have in my glass room, he built these two big racks with dowels so that you could, put glass in and organize them. So, glass for fusing and stained glass are two different kinds of glass, and they cannot be mixed. You could use fused glass to make a stained glass piece. You can use any glass to make a stained glass piece. It doesn't matter. Well, except for some kinds of treated glass. But I mean, in general, like window glass or whatever glass you wanted to use, as long as it's not tempered, you could use it for stained glass. You can use ceramic, whatever, prisms, whatever you want. But fused glass has to be a certain kind. And even all fused glass doesn't fuse together. When you heat glass and cool glass, it expands at a certain rate. And that's called the coefficiency. And so you have to use the same coefficiency of glass or your pieces will shatter. They also can shatter days after they're made, which could create a hazard or a danger for somebody that was using a piece. So you have to really be careful and keep your glass separated. So I use coefficiency 96. Some people use coefficiency 90. So when you order glass, you got to know that you're getting the right coefficiency, and then you keep it separate from your stained glass because if you mix them up, you're screwed. So I have this very careful like labeling and sorting system to make sure that nothing gets messed up. Because it super sucks to put a bunch of time and energy into making something cool, only to have it break because you mixed coefficiencies and didn't know it. Yeah, that happened to me at Christmas time. I made this incredible bowl. I had worked on all the pieces for it for weeks, and it snapped in half in the kiln, and that's the kind of break is exactly, it wasn't the right coefficiency, well, with other things. So anyway, I know. A science lesson you did not need, but but it helps me a lot. But he also bought me a new chair for my glass room. The chair that I had had a broken arm, and so it was always digging into my hip and hurting me. I always had like a dish towel or a glove or something like tucked down in there so that it wouldn't always cut at my hip. So anyway, now I have this beautiful, wonderful gliding chair that doesn't have arms because I don't want them, and it's just great. So anyway. All good stuff. So I got all my glass finished putting away yesterday and got my chair moved down there and did a little more organizing. So now I'm just desperate to get down there and break some glass and have fun. But yeah, I had a great birthday. Christy and Rhonda bought me tickets to see Cyndi Lauper in August. Can you believe it? I'm so excited. We are going to Indigo Girls and Melissa Etheridge in July. And now we're going to Cyndi Lauper in September, or in August, and then we're going to in to Salt Lake in October to go to a comedian that we all love. So I'm super excited. Lots of fun stuff on tap. And in September, we're going to Tacoma to pet the otters and the capybaras. So, yeah, much more to come. We put all of our travel off till it got really damn hot. So that's who we are now, apparently. Anyway, I'm really excited about Luminous this week and about the topic of the show. We are talking about clearing it up. The mid-year clear. Why? Well, it's mid-year. Believe it or not. My head is spinning. I'm sure yours is too, but it is mid-year. And this is the time of year that, for me, I think it, I always feel like I want to do some good clearing, cleaning up, make space for the second half of the year, right? Especially if you feel like the first half of the year went really fast, you might kind of just feel like you need a minute to regroup, reorganize, take a look at what needs to be done, and move that direction. So for me, that's a opportunity, right? So I have patterned the show around that so we could talk about ways that you can do this now to set the stage for success and ease throughout the rest of the year. So, of course, I called it the mid-year clear because that's what we called it. Is there more explanation? Probably not. Okay. Oh, did want to say some of you reached out to me about the firemen's murders here in Idaho that happened on Sunday. That is on the other side of the state from me. We tracked it and have reported on it pretty extensively, but that did not happen anywhere near me. It's still a horrific crisis, but yeah, I would say we're all good over here, but I don't think Idaho seems that okay at all. But you know, who is right now? All right, let's talk about mid-year decluttering. It could be physical clutter, it's emotional clutter, it could be financial clutter, it could be spiritual clutter, energetic clutter, but this mid-year gives us an opportunity to just take a look. One time my aunt said, "Nothing makes me happier than bags by the curb, trash bags, right?" And I always thought that was an interesting comment, and I've thought about that a lot. Like, there's a cost of stuff, an emotional cost, an energetic cost. What do you do with stuff? Do you donate it? Do you throw it away? Do you stuff it in a drawer or a box somewhere? We all tend to accumulate more than we need. That just seems to be the way of it a lot of the time. And what do you do with those things when they aren't bringing you joy anymore? Sometimes it's hard to know. Sometimes we hold on to stuff because it's sentimental. Sometimes we hold on to stuff because it was expensive. Whether you still need it or want it doesn't matter. It was expensive. So you don't necessarily want to let it go. But what if you did? What if you made a choice to declutter, go room by room, and let go of things that you don't need or want anymore? When you do that physically, it tends to take you through an emotional cleanse as well. And then you clear the energy of that space and yourself. And what you're doing is opening the door for something new to come in. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like your feet are glued to the floor, consider a decluttering of your life. It's a really powerful message to send to the universe. It's a powerful way to break up stuck energy that maybe isn't serving you anymore and just create space for something better. And that's kind of the manifestation, right, that we're holding. It's the idea of this or something better, right? Or maybe it's just a hobby you don't have anymore, or an interest that doesn't hold your interest anymore. It's okay. Donate it. Somebody will benefit. Surely there is some shop in your town who you align with, who you could donate things to. I'm choosy about this, I'll be honest. There are donation sites that I don't align with on a moral basis, and I don't donate my things there, but there are some that are, and that's where my stuff goes. Clothes, a lot of times shelters would love to have them, things like that. So if you're going to get rid of stuff, consider donating and consider carefully where you take stuff because there is satisfaction in being able to pass along your stuff that you don't need or want anymore. So, to begin our mid-year clutter, you're going to start with a clear intention, right? You can decide what that is if you have a specific goal in mind or you have a specific something that you're trying to work on. But you can also just kind of go by the ways of what do you want? What are you working on? What's important to you? Or maybe the whole goal is just to release anything that's not serving me to clear the path for something new. Period. But get clear on your intention. I think it makes it easier to do the work when you have a goal in mind. Then start decluttering physical space, room by room, drawer by drawer. If the whole house feels overwhelming, just start with a space that feels manageable or a space that probably needs it the most. That's totally okay too. So ask yourself these questions. Does this item serve me? Does it make me feel good? If the answer is no, let it go. If it doesn't work anymore, get rid of it. If it's outdated and not something you want, let it go. Then hit your digital clutter. How many emails are sitting in your box? A gazillion? Probably. Sort through things like emails, computers, unsubscribe from things that you don't need anymore, delete old files. Clean it up, right? I think digitally we're really bad for, at least I am. I don't know about you guys, but just kind of letting things pile up because they're out of sight, out of mind. But then when you open that email inbox and you have 6,000 emails, whew. But are you getting emails that you don't need or want anymore or that you never signed up for in the first place? Unsubscribe. Clean it up. Or, and I know we've probably all done this at one time or another, start a new email and close that one. That's correct. Run from your problems. That's okay too. Take a look at your social media. Are there accounts or groups or pages that don't serve you anymore? Feel free to unfollow or mute. You can do that with people too. If you have people that are you're on social media with that they're drama or their ideologies or their behavior drains you or upsets you or distracts you all the time. It's totally okay to let that go. And then the emotional clutter. What's going on in you? Journaling is a really great tool here. You just really journal it out. And then you can do whatever you want with that. Right? You can leave it. You can burn it. You can tear it up. You can go throw it in the river. Get it out of you. Practice forgiveness where it's called for and where you want to. Right? Holding on to past grudges might just be slowing you down and hurting you more. So you can evaluate that and decide for yourself. Is there anything that you want to let go of being angry about? Refresh your sacred space. I think this is the big one because we tend to create sacred spaces and then you may just let them then collect dust. So it's a good idea to occasionally take a look at your altar, your meditation space, any sacred spot that you've set up in your home. Is the stuff in it relevant to you now? Does it reflect what you're working on currently? Or is this something that you put together months or even years ago that isn't really applicable to where you are right now? It's okay to change. You should be changing. You're just over here having a life experience, and change is the one constant, right? So clear it out. Clear up the energy. Maybe rearrange things. Maybe add a new crystal or a plant or some other object. Maybe take a few things away. But refresh your positive space. That's always, and I think for me, when I do stuff like that, it really opens up the door for more intuition and for more inspiration. Because for me as a Cancer, I am bad for getting set in my ways. I have to really check myself on that because I can get too comfortable and just let things be exactly as they are for way too long. Sometimes you just gotta shake it up. And again, if you are feeling stuck, if you're feeling like your feet are nailed to the floor, this is important work for you. All right, practical tips for staying on track. Because if your brain works like mine, there's always a squirrel, right? So set a timer. I think this works really well for me. We're going to do this for 20 minutes or 15 minutes. Then you can do something else. I'm amazed at what I can do in 20 minutes if I am tunnel focused on something. I'm amazed how often I can clear a behemoth out of my life that's been hanging over my head for a while in a short amount of time when I just do it. We all do this. There's some procrastination in everyone's life. Sometimes you have to really think about what is the mental block here. Usually there's some discomfort, right? Something you don't want to have to face or do. Sometimes it's just there's a lack of interest, a lack of time, a lack of physical energy. There's lots of things, but pace yourself. Again, 20 minutes. You'll be amazed at what you can do. Donate with intention. As you let go of items, remember that donating them is a beautiful act of generosity. It could be something that somebody else really needs right now, and you were able to provide it in that way. Do that with a smile on your face. There's some real serotonin boost type energy in that. Create a routine. Keep your space clear by making a regular decluttering a part of your routine. Maybe every weekend or every Monday afternoon at 2 or whatever. You just do a quick sweep to keep things organized and cleaned up. Or don't. Some of you guys, we all live in different spaces of generalized chaos, right? It is. To me, it's a lot of chaos. For some of you guys, you keep a tighter ship, and that's okay too. And it could be that for some of us, physical decluttering is a lot less pressing than emotional decluttering or spiritual decluttering or financial decluttering. And I wish I would have included that in this article, but I didn't think about it at the time. But financial decluttering as well. I think it's really good every once in a while to just take a look. Do I have subscriptions that I'm paying for that I'm no longer using? Do I have, am I getting the fairest price on my cell phone, on my cable TV if you have that, on any other subscription services that you pay for? When was the last time you reevaluated your car insurance or your homeowner's insurance? Because you know it just keeps climbing a little bit all the time. And every once in a while, you have to reevaluate that and make sure you're getting the best deal because it's likely that you're not. It's kind of how they get you. You get in at a certain rate, and then over time, it just keeps eking up, and we're complacent. We just keep paying the bill. Like, that's just how it is. But is it? It's always a good idea every so often to just reevaluate all of those things and make sure that your money's going where you think it is and that you're happy with what you're paying. All right. And then clearing energy with sacred tools. Of course, if you're going to clear and declutter, you also need to do some kind of a space clearing. And again, mid-year is a really good time for that. So there's sage, obviously, there's Palo Santo, there's also dragon's blood incense. People burn and clear with all of those things. So you could do like a more traditional space clearing. We've talked about how to do that lots of times, so I won't talk you through that right now, but I did write it out for you. You could also consider a sound clearing using singing bowls or drums or chimes or bells. You could do a combination of those things. But don't neglect doing a space clearing while you're doing this. And as my tip this week, I'm giving you a recipe for a spray space clearing tool as well, in case that resonates with you more. Not everybody can or wants to burn something in their space. And you don't have to. There's definitely other things to do, like vibration, but also I'll help you out with that too. Once you're done with your mid-year declutter, just take a look at what you want to do to become a little bit more organized moving forward. If you do, maybe you don't. Maybe you're good with where you're at. This is sacred work. It's because your time is sacred. It doesn't matter whether you have a very busy job and you're on really limited time for yourself, or if you're retired and you have all the time in the world for yourself. It doesn't matter. Your time is still precious. Your time is the most precious thing that you have. So treat it like it's sacred. You know, getting organized in every way that you can. Pardon me. You're honoring your time. You're honoring your efforts and your energy. And to me, that's important. You deserve that. Sherry wants to know if she can just leave that for her kids when she passes over. Well, yes. And no, but everybody does. When my folks died, my mom's mom had a terrible stroke and was in care, and they'd had to sell her house and everything. So she had already inherited a lot of my grandma's belongings. And my dad's mom had passed like 2 years before that. And so he had inherited a bunch of her belongings. So their basement had an ungodly amount of stuff that was stuff they had kind of inherited. So then I inherited that. So I had their stuff and grandma's stuff and my other grandma's stuff and some of my great grandma's stuff. And whoo, it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. But it's just kind of a reality too of, you know, a long life well lived, right? So the answer, Sherry, is yes and no. All right. Now moving on. Kelly has the most awesome podcast this week. So they interviewed Karen w Wang, Karen Wang Diggs. So she wrote a book, Amazing or Awesome Asian Women. And they had the funnest interview with her. She is such a cool lady. Of course, Lisa and Kelly. And it's fantastic. You really, really want to learn a little bit more about these awesome Asian women. Because I'll bet there's a lot of names on her list that you've never heard before. Powerful stuff. So take a look at that. All you need to do to listen is just click. This is the There's a hyperlink in the picture in the ad. So just click on that and it'll take you to her podcast. But you can also read up on what it's about too right here. So way to go, Kelly. Love it. Okay. Here is a recipe for energy clearing room spray. And this is just really good for people who don't want to burn or can't. So you're going to take a tablespoon of sea salt or just whatever salt you have. Don't knock yourself out. Don't go buy something special. A tablespoon of dried basil, a tablespoon of dried rosemary, 2 cups of water, and a spray bottle. So boil your water and pull it off the heat, and then add the salt and the basil and the rosemary. Just let it steep. You're just making a really strong tea for 10 or 15 minutes. When you're done, you want to strain out the herbs because you don't want to put those in your spray bottle or it'll gum up the works. So don't do that. Then pour it into your spray bottle once it's cool, and then you can just use that as a space clearing spray. You could consider putting it out under the moon or the sun to charge it up. You could consider blessing it with your intentions. I would do that. You could even write some things on the spray bottle about what your intention for this tea is, and then mist it very lightly around the spaces that you're clearing. It works really well. You can also clear yourself with something like this. So, salt is clearing, salt self-clearing. It also keeps your water from getting yucky, hopefully, putting a lot of organic matter in here. So, you know. You'll make this from time to time, and if I were you, I'd store it in the fridge to keep it fresher. But it's definitely not something that just will last forever. It just isn't. You can put a little bit of alcohol if you want to in it, and that'll help, but it's still not going to be preserved forever. And that's fine. It's not that big of a deal to remake it. The basil. Basil is in plant magic, especially in South America. Basil is a purification herb, a lot the way in North America we have looked at sage. So obviously you want that for the purifying, for the clearing. Rosemary. Rosemary's primary purpose in plant magic is to be an accelerator. And so anytime you put rosemary with other plant magic components, you are just lifting up that work, putting a little bit more power behind it. So, rosemary always has a place. And then, of course, your water, obviously. So, that's how you do it. Super easy. I have some people that do that in their offices because they can't really use, can't be burning sage in their office, you know. So, that helps. But, also, you could do that in your house and again on yourself, even if you felt like you wanted to. Christy's energy exercise this week is the Sacred Journey of the Heart. Over at True Crime Squad, of course, lots going on. The big news this week, of course, is that Brian Koberger is pleading guilty. So there will be no Brian Koberger trial. It was supposed to start in about a month, and it will not be starting at all. We'll have a sentencing. There's a hearing tomorrow about it, and then we'll have a sentencing, it sounds like towards the end of July, and this will be over. I am so relieved. So relieved. I was truly not looking forward to covering his trial. For so many reasons, but anyway. I'm relieved for the families. I'm so relieved for the potential jurors that we're going to have to sit through the horror of this case for 3 months. It's best case scenario, in my opinion. So that's good. All right. Then there's lots of meditations, of course, over at Planet Meditation. So you can check those out. And that's it for Luminous this week. I think just a lot of good stuff going on. I had an opportunity this last weekend to have lunch with my high school friends, which was so fun and so interesting. So Saturday was my 30-year high school anniversary or high school reunion. I didn't go. I had an event. I wasn't going to go anyway. That is not my jam. I didn't want to go. But my best friends from high school were coming in to go to it. They both still have families that live here, so it's not, totally unheard of for them to come. But so I said, I'm absolutely not going to that, but I would love to have lunch while you're in town. So that's what we did. And it was so good to see them and just catch up and have a chance to talk and reconnect. It's just amazing. There just ain't no way I've been out of high school for 30 years, right? No, yeah. I really have. So pretty crazy stuff, but that was fun. So, I do have a little time for readings today. It's not going to be a whole hour show today because I have an engagement, but I do have some time right now for a few readings. If there's anything that you need from me, this would be a good time. We haven't had a reading show in a bit, so if there's anything I can do to help you out, this would be a great time to throw it in either of the chat rooms, whether you're in a live stream or you are in the Wentu Radio live stream. I'm keeping an eye on all of those. We took a ride out on the desert last night, out towards where we're going to camp this weekend, and saw some interesting things. Mormon crickets. I don't know if you're familiar with Mormon crickets, but they call them Mormon crickets around here because there was a tale out of Utah a couple hundred years ago where the Mormon crickets had covered a field and were destroying it. And the legend is that they prayed and seagulls flew in and ate up all the crickets and saved the day. So around here they're called Mormon crickets, but I don't really know what they're called elsewhere. But ooh, covering the roads in places. So gross. Apparently they've been really bad this year, and what we saw was probably really minor compared to what other people have seen out there, but ick. Big ick. But we did see some desert elk, which the elk don't usually hang out on the desert that much. It's pretty rare to see them, especially this time of year on the desert. They're usually up in the mountains near Yellowstone, and then later in the fall, when it gets cold, they come down onto the deserts for the winter, where the snow isn't as deep and the winter is not as aggressive. But a cow and a bull, and the bull was a spike, so he just had this little rack for the year, his first one probably. And he was still in velvet, and oh my God, he was beautiful. So that was cool. We saw several antelope, some desert bunnies, tons of hawks. There's so many hawks out in there, it's just crazy. So, yeah, the animal watching was on point. I'm excited for this weekend to see more. Lillian said, George, is he being sincere in missing me? Yeah, he is. You feel sad for him? Yeah. Well, he is. Lillian, he just feels to me like he is so full of anger and confusion. I think he really bought the idea that he was supposed to rage. And it's eaten him up. That's how he feels to me. I'm sure you do feel sad for him. I feel like he's really lost sight of who he is. And I don't know if he's ever going to get that back. Never say never, I guess, but he's not in a very good place. Suzanne could use a clearing. Absolutely, Suzanne. And I hope that you are healing up well. Okay. So I'm going to start at your feet. Okay, just moving through you. I was just fixing your ground. Pardon me, I still feel like you needed a little bit of that. So, just moving up through your system. Your whole energy body's moving a little bit slow, so I'm just helping to move that forward, move speed it up a little bit from your root into your sacral and up into your solar plexus. Good clearing here in your heart. There's some heartache here. Pulling a few cards out, or cards, pulling a few cords out of your high heart. Really good clearing around your throat and your neck. Then your jaw. Yeah. That energy up around your jaw just feels dense. So clearing that. All right, up through your third eye. And your crown. Good Okay, better. All right, let's get some really good light around you and just brighten you up. Good. That feels really, really nice. Good. And again, I hope that you're healing up well and that you're feeling good. Jane needs a clearing. She said she's been in complete paralysis today. Absolutely. Yeah, speaking of energy bodies moving slow, you are shut down. I'm going to highly recommend that you do a space clearing too, because your space just feels pretty heavy to me. All right, just getting that root straightened out. Gonna move up through your sacral and open it up quite a bit. Your sacral's kind of closed in. It's hard to feel joy or creativity or inspiration when your sacral folds in like that. So actually fixing that'll probably be the most important thing I do for you today. All right, on up into your solar plexus. Pretty good adjustment there too in feeling personal power. And up through your heart. I'm going to call in the ethereal properties of mangonal calcite and put a mangonal calcite in your heart, Jane, to help with that grief. All right. I'm going to really balance up your throat. And your third eye. Good clearing here. Yeah, I can see where your third eye's kind of glazed over here. And your crown is pretty big, so I'm going to diminish that quite a bit. You could use some time outside. Good. Okay, just double checking that ground now with that being done. We'll clear your aura. Good. Good, good, good. Yes. Suzanne, wonderful. Yeah, no, Lillian, you have to protect your peace, and you're not wrong about that. He does miss you, and he is miserable and unhappy, but that's not necessarily your responsibility, right? He has run out of chances, and it's okay to protect your peace. He's got to figure his own stuff out just like anybody else. Yeah. Okay, let me jump into the other chat room. Shireen says, should I see a doctor about the pain I'm having? I had a test in the ER that was normal, but I'm still having chest pain. I do think you should, Shireen, yes. Yep. They've really got to sort out where it's coming from, because I'm wondering if it's referring. But yeah, I feel like definitely yes on that. And I'm sorry you're going through that. I mean, I know you have a lot of grief right now. And I know that's probably a part of that chest pain from an energetic standpoint. But from a physical one, yeah, you gotta still keep unturning or un uncovering, unturning. Unturning's not right. You gotta keep turning those stones to get it figured out. Yes. But sending a lot of love to you, because I know that I know your heart hurts. I know. Oh, Jane, you're so welcome. My honor, of course. Well, guys, we're going to end a little bit early today because I've got to get moving, but I want to thank you for being here. I want to remind you that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every day. And I can help you with a psychic reading, mediumship. I do a lot of energy work and animal communication at 12listen. I'm here to help. Sometimes you just need somebody to bounce something off of too, and I can do that. So I'll help you in any way that I can. But all you have to do is go to 12listen.com. That's number one, number two, listen.com. Look for me, Katie Weaver, and there's a lot of ways to connect. You can call through our phone system. You can chat through our chat system. A lot of you do that. I do a lot of chats over there. Or you can purchase an email reading where, and I have two options there. You can just do a written email reading, or you can do a video email reading where you ask me a question and I record the answer via video and send it over to you so that you can have that interaction and also be able to have that to go back and refer back to you anytime you want to. So, good options there. There's an option there to purchase a time-based session. When you do that, that just means that the next time you call me, the computer will initiate that, and then we'll both know that we have that much of time, that block of time to work together. It's usually a little cheaper to do it that way, and also I find it to be very helpful in knowing how much time I have to be able to work with you, especially if you have a really specific goal for our meeting. So, lots of things to consider, but lots of good ways to connect over at 12listen. So, I'd love to talk to you and help you out any way that I can. So, have a great week. Have a good fourth if you celebrate. And I'll be back next week, same place, same time. You've been listening to The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we change the way you listen to the world.